What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's pretty good, man. You,
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Again, we know that, and not just on regular radio stations, we know that many of you listen not in this area. I was pointing at my crotch. No, I mean like in the upstate of South Carolina, you know, yeah, terrestrially up there. And by the way, how about, I was about to say in Chattanooga, Tennessee, how about Chattanooga getting a shout out? I forgot about this. I meant to mention it. During the inauguration, and don't worry, we're not going to talk about that the whole show, but it's just a thought that Trump, before the inauguration, they had like three different ministers come up, one of them including the great Franklin Graham. I think he's great. He seems legit.
Yeah, he should be at this point.
But I mean, like, you know, there's some of those megas. I said mega. There's a difference. A lot of those mega pastors, you know, you see right through them. But with him, I feel authenticity. And I guess that rests on the laurels of his father, but he looks like him now.
Yeah, you don't really see a whole lot about him. Like, he doesn't seek that attention.
Uh-uh. No, yeah.
He's usually doing good stuff when you see him.
Yeah, yeah, he's like Jimmy Carter. Anytime you saw him in public, he was usually looked like he just lost a fight, but he was building a home.
Yeah, he was up until that video, man. They still show where he's in the chair, and
that's where you realize like famous people in the past who turn into recluses,
like spiders.
No, like where they what's the old term you call people like that?
Confirmed bachelor.
No, where they don't leave the house once they like
homebody.
I guess I don't.
Is that it?
There's always a bunch of terms for
that
it.
That don't sound right, though.
Uh-uh. But, you know, if their health is so poor, especially if they're, like, famous in Hollywood or whatever, like, they want to be remembered.
I think it was recluse.
Okay, so, hey.
Yes, that's a good one.
A recluse. It's also a spider.
That's a wolf spider. It ain't a recluse.
It's just like a black widow. There's a woman of color who lost her husband. There's also a spider.
I just found out there was a brown widow.
Really?
Yeah, I found a couple up under a couple pots outside.
Oh.
Right? They get right up under the rim of the pot.
Did you take a picture with your phone and do it that way?
Yeah, I thought it was.
That stuff's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
Because I thought it was a small wolf spider. And I'm like, no, that's a brown widow.
Ow!
So what? Too many spiders. Guess what happened? I killed it.
Stomped it. Did a bunch of little miniature ones come out?
No, I think it was a dude spider.
I remember one time when I was a kid, I stepped on a spider and that happened. And I was
I wasn't like necessarily sad. I was amazed. I was sitting there. My daddy said, "Get your jaw off the ground." I was just amazed that like it seemed like hundreds of little baby spiders.
Do you remember the email we got last year before we took off?
No.
The dead rat?
Oh, yeah.
The chicksaw?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff came flying out of that rat, too.
Ah, shush.
I know, man. It's like the same thing. Bunch of babies.
I ain't had my protein shake yet. You're going to make me...
Well, preemie rats. You're
going to make me hurl. Let's see what Big Brown wants.
I don't want you to, Ralph. Is that for sure Big Brown?
Yes.
I'm going to say Looper.
Verified. No, yeah. I mean, I saw the thing.
What's up, Big?
What were you doing outside looking under pipes? I think he said pots.
Oh, yeah. What? Trying to move them? Cover them up?
I'm going to give you his phone number, Big.
I got it.
Ooh.
We talk about video games and football.
Oh, yeah. So that's how he and I, you know, truly how we're all over the board already, but Big Brown and I, our friendship, you know where it started? Really? I mean, from the show, but then.
Rest area.
One shot up. That was quick, though. That was quick. It was from, well, one time I was in Asheville with some people and we were like bar hopping and I put on. I don't know what platform it was at the time. Maybe Facebook.
MySpace, probably.
Oh, no, I think it was Square, maybe, where you'd tag every 4 years.
Oh, Foursquare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Square's the way you pay for stuff. Anyway,
that damn thing.
He ended up showing up at one of the bars. But anyway, he would walk me through Arkham Asylum. I couldn't beat it.
I would have to text him and say, "Look, I cannot beat Mr. Freeze.
I'd get him on speakerphone, man." Like, he could have been making so much money off of us then and others. Like, all right, here's what you do. I can't do a Big impression, but here's what you do. You got to go over there behind the Joker.
You got to jump on Freeze's back.
So anyway, Chattanooga, they had the various pastors come up. Franklin Graham, another one who was very, like, didn't really seem like he wanted to be there. He was in and out. Wasn't very custom or anything. And then you had this Southern pastor come up there. Oh, boy, he felt it. He was screaming. And he, I mean, you know, in a soulful, of the Lord's presence way.
Welcome.
And he's like, all over America, all the way down to, I think he said maybe something Florida. And he's like, all the way to Lookout Mountain.
Oh, damn.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm like, whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Say Greenville, say Greenville, say Greenville, say Greenville. But he didn't.
I was thinking it was the chaplain that called us, and I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Charlie?
Was it Charlie?
No.
I was thinking it was something catchy like that. We had a chaplain from Chattanooga call us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay. We asked him a whole bunch of questions.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, he called. We were talking something religion, and he called it, and it's like, man, that was awesome, because first you listen, you know, because there's the, like, in my mom's thoughts, like, you can't. In my mind, this is so crazy to say, but in my mom's thoughts.
Michael the chaplain.
Well, that's not catchy at all.
Nah, it's not really.
Charlie the chaplain?
God, that would have been great. If you're a chaplain, use Charlie.
Yeah, especially if you're like, if you wear like any kind of pontification hats, you could sit there and do it like Charlie Chaplin would do.
It's
like my mom around. Thinks this show is like too worldly.
Well, tell her we're trying.
Well, no, like, you know the way we are. There's this, like, whatever aura around the show that's like, it's because you can't rate radio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can get ratings, but it's not, that was the chair. See?
I
still got the, loud jacket on.
You can just do it on command whenever you want to at this point.
My finger ain't that long, and you won't get up.
You got to pull your own finger. That's how lazy you are to tell somebody. Hurry up.
That's how
pull
your lazy own finger. You are. Crack your own back. You're not going to get me. Let me take this thing. So, Chattanooga. And then what was the other thing you just said? There was another little finite little.
We're talking about chaplains, but the only one I remember was the one that, you know, directly was talking to Trump. She called a little heck for that.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I didn't watch all the balls. No.
I don't remember where they were. I don't know if it was the Sunday before, but the preacher was giving out a message, and she spoke directly to Trump. Kind of like I don't even remember what she said to him, but people were like, yeah, you could directly address the president, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think it's one of those messages of like Dave Chappelle was saying, like a do better type situation or make us proud type, what something like that.
Oh yeah, you know that.
I need to look it up. What it was.
You watched that. You were mentioning before the show that that SNL with Dave Chappelle. Hey, that rhymed.
Oh, yeah. She told Trump to have mercy on migrants and transgender children in a church service toward the end of the speech. The church speech, whatever you call those.
It's a sermon.
That was it.
Like Eric.
Yeah. That SNL was funny with it. When the bit goes, my son needs to have some respect because my balls used to be his house.
You were the lucky one to get out.
How about what you said? I got my son here, too. And then he said, nice to meet you. How you
doing? Old joke.
Yeah. But the thing is, Chappelle, though, I'm going to get back to the original point because I just wrote it down. I remembered. Chappelle, though, like, you get back to... Get back to the zany, the funny, zany Dave Chappelle. Like, he's more of now like an orator. Like, I feel like he's more of just like a political, not even political, just a social speaker.
So why do you think
a little bit of funny?
Why do you think comedians get that way? I thought he was funny,
the
but
temperament,
you know,
of Hollywood.
They feel like they have to, like, that's their next evolution of being a comic.
Look at the back and forth. Like, this most recent wave, you had. Oh, you had, let's just say Hollywood, so I don't have to say the word left. But let's say Hollywood, they've been real big, that area, that type of person. I'm saying the left. They are been very sensitive over censorship on the internet with the fact checking, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but also a lot that just gets wiped away. Mm. But back in the early 90s, it was the complete opposite. You had the conservatives were the ones who were like, ban this rap music. And 10 years prior to that, ban this rock and roll music. Yeah. They were the ones fighting for the censorship. Meanwhile, the left or the Democrats or Hollywood or ever how it fits were the ones who were like, no, free speech, it's art. And it's like fashion. It goes, when you live long enough, you see these trends back and forth. When I was in middle school, freaking tight jeans down, like what'd you call them then? They were not called skinny jeans, but they were just like,
they were kind of, were they kind of cuffed at the bottom, or like a little,
yeah, there's straight leg, but like really
acid wash too.
But then by the time I graduated high school, JNCOs were the thing. Big fat ass leg jeans that were full of, if there was any moisture on the ground, you had like 3 inches of water on the bottom of your jeans.
Everybody had a pair of JNCOs.
And then fast forward, skinny jeans. And now, fast forward, girls buying damn bell bottoms because of Lainey Wilson's ass, literally.
Yeah.
Just the back and forth, it all just flip flops back and forth.
They like the thrift clothes. They go after that stuff now.
Yeah.
Changes so much.
Yeah, but you know, when I was in high school, like, the hot girls would be like, ew, gross.
I mean, I wonder Abercrombie.
I don't know where that came from.
I wonder Harry.
That's from Structure.
Harry Potter.
Is that from Gap? Is that for Gap? Is that for, answer my question, is that for Gap?
I never, oh, damn it.
Oh, and you dare not wear the previous year Gap t-shirt either. I remember that.
Nah, they'll know.
Because they put the damn year on it.
Just like, if you got Tommy, you better have a tag on it. But it's not real Tommy.
That's true. And you know what?
You have Jockey Lot Tommy.
I was about to say, Tab's Flea Market, they sold some that, you know, unless somebody like walked up on you and gave you like a look-see up and down, you would think, that was real Tommy right there.
Well, if you're at Tab's, you're like, what do we want to do for lunch?
Well, I guess we'll walk across the street and have a flounder plate. Maybe buy a mattress.
We want to
play some bingo.
We want to brave the highway. I imagine you parked at the flounder place first.
Yeah. Well, not all the way there, but right there toward the road. Play a little Frogger on 29 Wade Hampton.
Back on 29 Wade Hampton.
So the original point was, we know that people listen all over the country and even the world.
What's up, Jimothy in the UK?
Jimothy in the UK, and there's on X, there's others from UK, and they're not as they haven't been with us as long as Jimothy Shondells has.
No,
I just his name is great, and he was like our first listener from UK, and that was like, wow. And then he bought that. Remember when they like outlawed American radio in the UK or whatever they did?
Yeah, like he hacked it somehow, right?
He bought some part that.
He got us in there.
Yeah, he was like a BitTorrent.
We got to catch up with him.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to him in years.
Maybe he doesn't like us anymore.
Check the climate, you know.
No, he still talks on X though.
Yep.
But anyway, it's cold as hell outside. That was the original point. 18 degrees when I rolled up here at the radio station.
But it's supposed to be warming up at some point. Mainly Friday from what I saw.
Well, you were saying yesterday afternoon at your house, it was snowing like hell, I believe was a direct quote.
Yeah, it was. I turned around.
Didn't do anything at mine.
Nothing.
I didn't see any accumulation until I got here, and there's this light dusting.
Yeah, turned around, look out the window, and sure enough, it was snowing. I was like, what? They said a little patch. Maybe a little patch, not much accumulation.
Once you say that, the meteorologist, which that in itself is difficult to say at times, the more you say it over and over, accumulation, I feel like I'm about to say Hakuna Matata.
I know.
Hakuna Matata.
They start talking about barometric pressures and this, that, and the other.
Wintry mix. That's my favorite. It's a wintry mix.
So, yeah, what is that? Mainly sleet?
We don't want to say directly. It might sleet. It might just rain. It's going to be cold and it's going to be wet.
But, you know.
Like cold Ethel.
They kept saying bone-chilling temperatures.
Well, by God, if you stand outside for longer than 5 minutes, you feel it to the bone, especially if you got any age on you.
Has it ever been this? I don't remember it being this cold, but I know it's not going to snow this much again. It's probably going to be years before it snows again.
Well, what do you mean this much? Like you didn't do anything.
Yeah, I got it. Like everything was white, like covered.
Really?
Yeah. What? I live in Clemson, so if you live out
the trash can, out of shock.
If you live out that way, there was a good bit of snow.
Huh?
Of course, you know the snow we got earlier. Some of that in some places is still there.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a place on the actually right behind the barn where up until the day before yesterday it was still white.
And people were bitching about the sled. I bought a sled and it's not even enough to go sledding in. I told you, garbage can lid is the way to go.
No, you get the
or a piece
if
of
you have any weight to you, those don't work. They just trust me. I've been the guy that slid about 3 inches and then just tumbled down the hill, and wow. Oh, that's in Florida.
Yeah,
we're watching TV as we talk to you on the radio. Don't you watch TV though?
Florida. When does it snow in Florida? I don't remember it.
Well,
it's snowing in Mobile like crazy.
Is that what hell freezing over is?
It might have been because it never snows there. I know Houston talked about getting a lot of ice and snow.
Hmm.
So, of course, it was going to blanket that way.
But now, then you get to, I can't keep talking about the TV because then that's not doing you listening any favors right now. But anyway, like I started off the show with yesterday, if you have to work outside longer than like 5 minute clips, I'm not even kidding. God bless you. Get you some I'll talk to you like you're a kid. You know how to stay warm.
But I get some hot hands.
Just I feel for you.
Take your ass inside.
That's where I'm like, thank you, Lord, that I don't have to. Not that I'm better than, but it's just gratitude, you know.
Yeah, wear some gloves. Wear some cover those ears.
Cover them up.
Get you a nice Carhartt stocking cap.
Right. There are various producers of such.
Yeah, I mean, they really make the best ones. I bought a $7 one at a big box retailer yesterday. It's not that good.
No.
No. Doesn't cover the ears the whole way.
Might have been one of the last few to come in from China.
God, probably so. We don't make our own. You know why? Because it would have been $20 instead of $7.
But that $20 stays here.
Yeah, it stays here, but
I've seen the way that charts out. If you send money over there versus what any country sends back here, that $20 is worth way more here than it would the $7 is there. It's a house of cards, we all know.
I should have just stolen it.
Regardless,
You should have just stole it. You're absolutely right. Although I told you, some stores now are putting up signs to say shoplifters will be prosecuted. I've not seen signs like that in years.
You're welcome.
Some big box retailers have the special crew now that wear the asset protection
and vests. They've got like control rooms that looks like this would be crap back here normally, but this looks like something off CSI.
I should have just drove up to Operation Warmth and just asked for a toboggan. Like, can I get a toque, something? Please. Merry Christmas. Save the hobos. Shelters last night. Shelters are getting packed. Because they give you a hot shower and a meal.
I'm surprised you didn't get there.
I should have. Then I remembered, hey, I got my own bathtub.
Yeah. But for real, if you work outside, or if you even...
Quit.
Kids at the bus stop, all that. God bless. God bless you.
A lot of places don't have school today.
For real?
Yep. E-learning days. Oh, we know what that means.
Oh, that means you're going to look for that laptop you still can't find.
Means I know everybody's off. And you couldn't find the chargers to the laptops, and you still got charged for them,
too. I was reading... God, we're all over the place. I was reading over this past weekend, that's one of the biggest problems with the COVID working from home stuff, is people just took equipment home and now can't find it.
They can't do it.
They cannot find the equipment that they... Because now, you know, Trump's like said, government workers, y'all coming back to work. This is stupid.
Immediately. You'll be surprised how many people take stuff home and just sling the hell out of it and just don't look for it. Just unorganized mess and just don't
look
for it.
I've got an old station van in the backyard I forgot about.
All right. Tower on it.
Best AM audio coming up today. Again, I don't know what Fat Boy's got on the boards, but I got three burners, bangers, barn burners, whatever you want to say, gully washers. They're good. I'm very confident. Not this is a competition.
I got a former Gamecock that you might fall in love with if you don't know him. One Xavier Leggett. Good stuff.
He's a gold mine.
He really is. It will help you if you can't really understand what's going on.
I would watch his variety show.
Dang it.
He comes out, does a silly monologue, and then has guests come on.
I'd volunteer to work on it. That'd be fun.
So we've got that coming up. Paige is not in, so Fat Boy and I flipped the coins. He picked tails, as expected. I picked heads.
Tails never fails.
And he won. So Fat Boy, what is going on in the Plex?
Dave Blunts is a rapper. He said that he's going to crowd surf on his upcoming tour. We'll tell you what's so special about Dave Blunts and why that might not be a good idea.
Dave Blunts?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Facebook fussing name.
Dave Blunts is a rapper who's going to crowd surf on the next tour. I don't think I'd want to get anywhere close to the crowd on this one.
Is he a big boy?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Or does he perform completely nude?
God.
It's got to be one of those two.
It's pretty good guesses.
HIV positive?
Probably. I don't know.
You don't have to tell.
He doesn't have to. Well, I can't ask and he can't tell.
That's true. It's like the military. Morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Hey. Dave Blunts is a rapper. He says he's going to crowd surf on his upcoming tour.
I have not Googled him yet.
Well, you can feel free to Google him now if you like, because that is a horrible idea. Because Dave Blunts.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Now, is he the guy that we were talking about?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He is a 600-pound rapper.
Yikes. God, he's only 23.
Oh. Now, he doesn't stand up when he raps. He sits down.
Yeah, he's like B.B. King would do playing guitar. He sits there, and then the hoes come dance around him.
But
I assume they're hoes. I don't know. They're just dancers.
You got that swagger like he does, and I got to take his word on it. He's mentioned that he's experienced many a woman in his young life, which shows you don't matter what you look like, if you got the gift of gab or if you got money, which I imagine he's got a little bit of both.
And I don't even care if he writes his own rap. That seems to be a big thing with people now, is like, well, he didn't really write those lyrics. Well, go look at your favorite performers and their songs. Like, did they write it, and do you care? Like, your favorite movie, those guys didn't write the movie. The actors didn't write it. But he's got a good little flow.
He does, man. He sits down and
he won't see 30, but
somebody wanted him to lose weight, and I couldn't remember who it was. But they were looking out for him. We got David Blunts if you want to hear from him real quick.
Yeah, the tour is going to be insane, and I'm gonna crowd surf during this tour.
I don't think you should do that.
They will hold me.
But the thing is, bro, is you still got to get caught.
I'm going to get caught. They'll catch me.
Bro, you might hurt yourself or, Lord forbid, kill somebody.
I know that they're going to catch me, bro.
You have kids as fans. They're physically not capable of catching
you. Bro, I'm telling you, it's going to work, bro.
He looks like a Viscera Jr.
Big Daddy V.
Or Mabel.
He also...
This reminds me of the human beatbox. You remember him? He's dead, too.
Did he die from weight issues?
Yeah.
By chance?
Yeah. I think all the fat boys are dead now. The original three.
All of them?
Prince Marky D died because he was in radio in New York. I read he died. And then human beatbox.
And then all...
He's dead. And then Cool Rock Ski.
Well, all of Two Live Crew died, right?
No, Luke ain't dead, is he?
But they came here with like a skeleton crew.
Well, Luke doesn't like... I don't think he goes out with them anymore. I think it's just the...
Is he not legally like able to?
I thought that was part of it. Certain fashion jewelry accessory would be needed to be worn. And
I can't travel. What's also interesting about Dave Blunt is this is not a gimmick. He raps with an oxygen tank. He's got to have it.
I mean, it's...
And it's a tank. It's not one of these backpacks, you know, that some people have.
Yeah.
That I saw commercials for. This is, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, it will cover the cost of this backpack. It's like a portable tank.
God, so he's just like literally just started out. I mean, just looking at his Instagram and stuff.
Is there...
You can follow him at I Love You, Dave Blunts.
I can't believe I'm going to ask a stupid question, but...
I won't be the first.
There's got to be talent scouts scouring the TikToks and the Instagrams.
For big, fat people that can sing?
Or like any kind of talent. I imagine they start with followers. A certain amount and say, let's go from there and see what we get.
Yeah.
Now, when I looked at TikTok yesterday, curiously, it's still not up in the App Store.
Oh, really?
Like, you can't get it. And it might change.
I thought you already had it. You took it off?
I took it off a couple months ago because I posted one video and I rarely got on it to watch them. I couldn't figure out how to post another one. It was very hard to figure out how to do the one.
It's too busy.
It really is. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? China's mining my data anyway, so I'm just going to get off.
Well, you know what? They're going to drill, baby, drill here. They'll start mining it here again. They have been all along.
And it felt like such a stupid, dumb ass age for not knowing how to use it, but.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's going up again?
He should go on tour with the big.
Ragu.
The big, heavy guy from Nashville.
Jelly Roll?
No, the big guy, we saw him, me and Marzuka saw him, we were up there, but...
Action Bronson?
He opens a glass beer bottle and puts it in his mouth and throws his head back and starts playing guitar and he's drinking the beer. Like, it almost makes me choke even doing it. And he's got the beer and he finishes it off. Like, he opens his throat and just accepts it into his body.
Yeah, he's like...
That sounded very homoerotic.
It sounds like Badlands Chugs. The guy who could drink a 2-liter in 10 seconds.
Good God.
Yep.
You love all the competitive eaters, now drinkers.
Competitive drinkers. I forgot his Happy Meal record, but he's got a big Happy Meal record. Going up again, pay attention if you're a Netflix customer. It's going to hit you in the wallet. So if you're on the standard plan, it's going to go from $15.49 to $17.99 a month. And there's an increase of the big plan, the unlimited, of $2.50. It's going to spike up. Why is it going up?
WWE.
Well, it's part of it. Netflix says, as we continue to invest in programming and deliver more value for our members, we will occasionally ask our members to pay a little more so that we can reinvest.
Ask. How about this? How about I can go through and get rid of all these awful dubbed over foreign films that you make me watch for 15 minutes till I figure it out? Because they do it on purpose. They don't show any up-close mouth shots of any kind of dialogue or anything.
They won't.
And then finally you're like 15 minutes in and then it's like the mouth isn't moving. You're like, Dad, blame it. This is another
I sound so like not in cool with the world, but I don't like that. It's just, I don't like watching. I hear the English language, but the mouth isn't moving right. I just don't like it.
It really messes with you.
Yeah. I don't like subtitles either.
If you don't pay attention to it, you're going to miss it. You know what sucks about this? They're raising the prices when Netflix has over 200 million subscribers worldwide, and they just reached $10 billion in revenue for the first time ever.
But think of what they have to pay out, though. I mean, again, $10 billion, that's nice, but...
How much did they give to WWE?
I forget. But that's
a billion, I think,
splits.
Right?
Yeah, but even look at that, like, where that has to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And then all this, of like, you know, Adam Sandler probably gets half that himself from them.
$5 billion they got to pay for Raw. That's a 10-year agreement. So whatever that math is, plus the NFL. Let's see what they give the NFL. Yeah, okay, that was a 3-year contract for the NFL, $282 million.
How much do they give India for all those shows?
Oh, that's the subscribers. That's a good question, too. Like, how much is WWE getting from the Saudi Public Trust?
Oh, yeah. When they do their – they even made a whole belt for them now.
God, man.
They did last year.
They got belt deals with the Big 12, too?
Yeah, but I'm saying they made just a belt that's like the – that well, I think only defended over there. It's like a Saudi belt.
Yep.
They did it at Triple Crown or whatever it's called. Some kind of crown.
Plus, they announced a rumble there, right?
Crown Royal. Really?
I think in 2026, maybe they're doing the rumble there.
Good Lord. They plan ahead like crazy.
Yeah, well.
Which I guess you have to.
I'm not Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
No, you're not. Thank you for that. You want me to do sports?
You want to? No. You might have a couple minutes.
Well, hot potato, back to you. I'll ask you this. What are you working on in sports?
Well, the Hall of Fame got announced yesterday for the Major League Baseball Hall
of
Fame.
Oh, I have not heard this.
Yeah, only three made it. We'll tell you who made it. We'll tell you who didn't make it. Who's dangerously close to not ever making it because they're about to be left off. Got all that for you. Baseball.
Any surprises?
Not really.
Okay.
Maybe slightly. Look, this whole process is stupid. Baseball writers pick it.
Yeah.
They make guys suffer. It's dumb.
I don't like. Do fans still get the All-Star vote? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, but they do this like the NBA right now. So hey, your vote counts three times today. If you vote, I'm like, come on.
How can that happen? What are they in the state of North New York?
Like, you're not taking fan votes into consideration.
They'll let dead people vote there.
They'll let Zion, you know, vote in the All-Star game every year off popularity, and he's a bust.
He's got quite a bust now. All right, we'll get into some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served by Bojangles.
What?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Look at you.
You want a bow round, damn it?
You know what? I was
get off your
say,
ass and get one.
We really, we'd really put them over if they, you know, brought in some one day. That'd be cool.
Ah, it was a dirty rice bowl, the grilled chicken. This day, 96 years ago, 1929, the New York Yankees announced they would put numbers on the backs of their uniforms, becoming the first baseball team to ever do so.
Yep.
The first numbers are based on positions in the batting order.
Yep. Babe Ruth, number 3.
Yep. He was batting protection for cleanup.
Yeah.
Number 4, who was it?
Number 4 on the Yankees?
Yep.
Gehrig?
It was Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig?
It wasn't Wally Pipp.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you that.
I'm sick. I'm sick. I can't come in and play baseball today.
My head hurts.
Well, guess what? You're not going to play for 2,100 plus games, buddy.
Never. You're not going to get your own disease either, so.
God, speaking of Pips, remind me when we come back to tell you.
What?
Yeah. It's just the way I thought of it. It won't make sense when I actually tell you, but this is the way my brain works.
Well,
just
we'll
remind me
that.
Wally Pipp. Someone text in Wally Pipp just so I'll see it.
Nutty. Calling you out. Help us out. So for the Baseball Hall of Fame, you have to get 75% to be elected. And there's only 3 players that met that threshold for this year's election. This year's nomination.
Election, yeah.
We got 2 pitchers and an outfielder. Ichiro made it, of course. A lot of hits. A lot of hits in Japan. He's the first Japanese-born player elected to the Hall of Fame. He was one. This is stupid because it happened to Jeter, too. He was one vote shy of a unanimous election. Jeter should have been. Derek Jeter's the greatest Yankee. We talk about homegrown Yankees statistically of all time. He's the only homegrown Yankee to get 3,000 hits. He's the only, four or five captains ever for the Yankees?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yep.
I
and he wasn't unanimous? Come on.
This one I don't understand equally as much, though. You think it's just somebody who, dad was in the war or something?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the only other player to get a unanimous selection was Mariano Rivera.
Oh, yeah. But he's also, that's the thing. When you go in, at least to Cooperstown, they judge you not just on your gameplay, but your citizenship and who you are as a person and charitable things you did. And it's not a person hall of – I mean, it's a people go in there, but it's based on stats and the gameplay. I mean, it's not all that other, but there it is.
How you treated the writers and the other stuff.
Oh, it's mainly that. It's mainly that. Ooh, you never gave me an interview, Pepitone. Well, guess what? I'm going to publish these photos of your big bush.
Mickey, too. Well, we got another pitcher in the Hall of Fame this year. One of the greatest closers ever. Probably the greatest left-handed closer of all time for the Houston Astros, Billy Wagner.
The kid.
Yep. He got in. I think his son's playing now. I believe so. And CC Sabathia.
It seems like everybody's kids are playing. Previous generation. It's like, hey, man, you want to make a bunch of money, kid?
I mean, Tatis Jr., he's a star in the league.
God, freaking.
You got.
God, who's the one I saw the. Well, not.
Clipper Jones, his son. Yeah, there's so many that I can't even think of right now. But yeah, only the three, man. Ichiro, CC.
Is there a Brian Klesko?
God, there's got to be. Jeff Blauser's son was playing for, I want to say he went to Clemson or he started there, maybe. I can't remember exactly. But
is there a Trey Griffey the third?
There actually is. He played football.
No crap.
Yeah, he played at Arizona. But he's,
oh, but not playing baseball.
No, he's been gone out of college, though.
Did Craig have kids?
How old is Trey? I'm looking up real quick. Did Craig have kids?
Look, is there a Billy Ripken Jr.?
It's got to be. Trey Griffey's 31. Yeah, he's in played college.
I wonder what Billy Ripken Jr.'s nickname would be in high school.
Horse? Carlos. See, here's what's weird about it. Carlos Beltran missed it. He got 70% of the vote. They're saying, well, more than likely next year he's in. What difference does it make? His numbers are still the same. Why does he have to wait?
Because it's the other people that were on the ballot.
Baseball writers
to be a first
stupid.
Ballot Hall of Famer, that's it's a bigger thing. And I mean, God, I don't know. If you get in, you get in. Who cares how long it took, I think. But it's more of a – it's like on SNL where, I've hosted 5 times now. Big damn deal.
So you've
I've hosted this show 5,000 times. Where's my jacket?
You got 10 years on the nomination for the Hall of Fame. Manny Ramirez has 1 year left, and he's stuck at 34%.
Man Ram should be in there.
Yeah, well, Alex Rodriguez, he's stuck at 37%, and people don't think he's ever going to get in because Bonds and Clemens are not in. Andrew Jones, they think he'll get in next year. He's at 66%.
I love Andrew. I loved him when he was Andrew. Mm-hmm. But – Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, that's more of that stuff, their hatred toward those players or their, you know, social life more so than their gameplay.
If there wasn't a rule saying you can't take steroids and play, if it wasn't expressively written and it was just one of these understood rules, you got to put them in. Yeah. There wasn't a rule saying they couldn't do it. Plus, how do you deny all those numbers? There's no credibility for your own game. Plus, you can't prove what Bonds could and couldn't do on steroids. You just assume it helped. It helped him recover quicker.
Yeah, but maybe he has tiny testicles now. I mean, let's weigh this out.
Also, Dustin Pedroia, man, he should get in 11%.
Yeah.
They're probably going to make him wait a little bit, but I mean, come on.
So who won't ever be now?
Most likely Manny Ramirez. He's got one more year left.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Yeah. then it would have to be up to the committee. The committee's not as forgiving for these steroid guys, and it's just stupid.
If you were a player and you didn't get in, let's say like Dale Murphy. Well, let me not use Dale Murphy. That's too close to our hearts. But let's just say his name's Tony Ballbarons. Tony Ballbarons was a real good player, but regionally known. You know, maybe he won a couple MVPs early on, but he was more regionally. But if you're Tony Ballbarons and you don't get in the Real Baseball Hall of Fame, are you accepting and are you cool with just getting in the Team Hall of Fame?
Like, would you? It's not the same.
It's not.
Baseball writers do not need to decide who's in the damn Hall of Fame. They don't. They all hold
a grudge. Let AI figure it out.
They're vindictive people. There should be number thresholds.
Judge Judy, she gets to decide.
Get me out of here, man. What were you saying about Pip? Wally Pip?
Well, it won't make sense to you now, but I'm glad you did that because I haven't logged into the text yet.
Wally.
Tinder is the devil. And why am I saying that? I won't even get into that other than it's making it – it makes you a very judgmental person just because you have to, like – you don't have to, but, like, you're looking at a photo and you're like, eh.
That's what it's all about, right?
Now in real life, I saw this morning – I won't say where I stopped, but I stopped to get a refreshing Red Bull Peach.
Oh.
Which are amazing. And I saw something there, and I'm like, I'm kind of using Tinder as kind of the transition, but I was like, man, something ain't right here. And I feel like I should say something, but I don't know if I should and if I'm just like overthinking this and am I showing some kind of bias? Like,
oh, wow.
Not bias per se, but just like something didn't look right. And I now want to ask you and the millions.
And millions
of the Rise Guys listeners to tell me, like,
what would you do?
Or, like,
oh, I love these.
Do you think that I'm just wrong or being judgmental? Because it just, something was not right.
I love these situations because you can think what you would do, but ultimately it's the rib is on the person saying you did the wrong thing.
And it's also that you will never know unless you watch the news and something. And then that's even worse because then there's like, okay. Now I know that something bad was happening. Oh, it was bad. I think it was bad.
Bad?
Like Leroy Brown?
Baddest bad in the whole damn town?
Man. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.